Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley this week, the state of the city of Altoona. We'll hear from Mayor Brendan Pratt and City Administrator Mike Golot from yesterday's Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce Eggs and Issues at the River Prairie Center. Meanwhile, Democratic State Senator Jeff Smith not happy with a Republican assembly hearing on free speech that was held at UW Eau Claire this week. We'll find out why he's upset. Meanwhile, downtown parking changing in the city of Eau Claire. We'll talk to Community Service Officer Andy Bowl about that and hear from both the Republicans and Democrats in their weekly radio address, State Representative Ellen Schutt and Governor Tony Evers. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. We start off with yesterday's State of the City regarding Altoona, as Altoona Mayor Brendan Pratt and City Administrator Mike Golot and members of the city's leadership team presenting, highlighting the accomplishments of the city that so many have been impressed with in recent years. And starting with Mayor Pratt announcing what the Altoona City Council has voted to do regarding parking.
They have decided to change the rear parking to front load parking as of this summer.
So that is a huge announcement there, changing the rear load parking to front load parking. And in fact, obviously, so much that everybody's so impressed with for these recent years in Altoona, but a lot of complaints about the parking, about backing in, and apparently that planned to be changed coming up this summer. Meanwhile, Mayor Pratt, in introducing Administrator Mike Golot, recognizes him for playing a crucial role in a lot of the success that Altoona's seen.
If you think about Altoona and everything that's happened in Altoona in the last 15 years, a lot of it is contributed to Mike.
And City Administrator Golot taking that humbly. And he also talked about the fact that it's been exciting to see the Chippewa Valley, Altoona, and Eau Claire get their swagger back.
And really, in my time here, the transformation, starting with Eau Claire, has been amazing. The work that's been done, the whole cultural revolution, really, that's happened in our valley since I've been here has been really incredible. And I've been very fortunate, and Altoona's been fortunate to have a small part of that. But I will say that Eau Claire's been the leader of that, everything that they've done, and we really appreciate them as a partner and as a neighbor.
Meanwhile, on to our second subject on this week's Chippewa Valley This Week, and that is Democratic State Senator Jeff Smith decrying the lack of student voices at a free speech hearing held Thursday at UW Eau Claire.
Yesterday, the Assembly Committee on Colleges and Universities held a hearing in Eau Claire, which purported to be about student free speech, but only included invited testimony, not student voices.
Smith says,
having speakers by invitation only for a free speech hearing says all you need to know about the committee's intentions.
The Democratic State Senator from Eau Claire says,
students are the individuals most directly impacted by free speech rights at UW institutions. Hearing their voices should be a priority in addressing obstacles to free speech on campus.
Senator Smith says,
legislators need to use their platform and authority to elevate the voices of students, not prioritize their own agendas. Rather than wasting time manufacturing a crisis, let's deal with the crisis students are asking us for help with, like funding for the UW system, mental health access, and student aid.
And finally, State Senator Jeff Smith says,
I'm proud of the steps UW Eau Claire, UW River Falls, UW Stout, and all the UW system schools have taken to foster free expression. Students deserve a direct say when it comes to the issues that matter to them, and I'm committed to lifting up and amplifying students' voices across the UW system.
We should note that WWIB and WOGO and Chippewa Valley This Week has left a voicemail on the machine of Republican State Representative David Murphy, the chair of that Assembly Colleges and University Committee that held the hearing on free speech at UW Eau Claire, and we'll be glad to hear back from him, his side of that hearing, and about his having only invited speakers speaking at the hearing on free speech. Our third subject on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week having to do with parking in downtown Eau Claire. Things tightening up a bit. And I talked this past week with Community Service Officer Andy Bowl about it.
So obviously things have tightened up here, right?
Yep, we made some changes. We introduced the license plate reader system, and then there's some changes to a few of the lots. This one, the Four Corners lot, changed from 2-hour parking to pay by the hour.
And we should note, for those of you who are not familiar with downtown Eau Claire, that Four Corners lot adjacent to the Lismore Hotel in downtown Eau Claire.
How did you define the license plate reader system?
Yeah.
Can you explain how that works?
It's a computer system that we have on our parking Jeeps. It, as we're driving down the street, the system recognizes a license plate and puts it into our system with a timestamp. So then the on-street parking is 2 hours. So when we come back around after 2 hours, the system will notify us if they believe that there's a violation. And then we look at the pictures that it has, and we determine if a vehicle has or hasn't moved based on that.
And you guys have, apparently, I think you tried the system, or they tried the system in Eau Claire some time ago, but there were some technical problems,
yep.
So you're kind of revisiting it.
Yep. It's we went with a different company this time, so new software. I think it was 2000 or 2016 that we had it originally. So obviously we're hoping that there were some significant improvements based on, you know, them using it in other cities and, you know, feedback.
So having worked down here for 5 years, I mean, and my daughter works down here too, I mean, people maybe had felt in the past, even workers or even people who were down here, they might have thought, I'm going to look for a mark on my tire, and those days are gone.
Yep. With this system, it's all digital, so we're not actually chalking the tires and, you know, making a mess out of the sidewalls and anything like that anymore. So.
Well, I don't think people were worried about the mess, obviously, but people were more. Yep. It was more kind of a relaxed. It was kind of a relaxed, like, have I been marked?
Yep.
Like, that's kind of the beginning point. Like, hey, you've been marked, and now from this point, you know, again, you know, I understand what the rules said.
Right.
But now it's certainly tighter. I mean, tighten your belt, right?
Yep, for sure. Now, you don't have that to go off of, so you just have to assume that from when you got there, you know, you need to be out there and move your vehicle in 2 hours instead of just, being able to base it off of, well, I saw him go by and chalk it, so now I know this is when my time starts.
And again, being for somebody who works down here, sometimes I'm calling on customers, but sometimes I'm on the phone. And so just to be clear, for my sake, as well as our listeners, is the idea that, you just can't be in that same spot for over 2 hours.
The city did enact block face parking, meaning that a vehicle cannot be parked on the same block. However, that we're going with more relaxed approach on that. We're just hoping that people are moving the vehicles. Okay. So especially with this system where we're not physically putting a mark on the vehicle and basing it off of the picture. Mm-hmm. So...
So block face, explain that to me. I mean, I understand. So you guys are not going to be, as much as folks can feel like, wow, they're really tight now,
You're
actually saying, hey, we're showing some grace.
Right. Yep, the block face parking. So, for instance, we're right by the 300 block of Grand Avenue. So if you park there at 6 o'clock in the morning, you cannot park on either side of the street, 300 Graham Avenue, for the rest of the day. So...
But you're not enforcing it to that, at least now.
Yep, currently we're... until we're still working on getting the LPR system dialed in and everything, but as of right this moment, we are not enforcing the block face parking.
Yeah, so that's important to know. I mean, again, I think there's a lot of folks who would transferring from marking the tires to, and so that's good to know. I'm glad I'm doing this interview.
This lot were the changes that went into effect the 15th. The LPR system we got installed and functional last week, so It was the 2 hour. Nothing changed as far as the vehicles had to be moved, so we were using it on Friday.
Yeah. Okay. Can you anticipate, like, will there be a time where you believe that you'll start to enforce the block rule? I mean, will there be kind of a warning or kind of?
Yep, that is our plan. That's why we aren't enforcing yet. So it is such a big change. It is on the books. It was passed by city council. However, it would be posted, signed, and everything like that before that would go into enforcement.
Yeah, and anticipate any time when that might be, like the summer?
That's up to city engineering to work with our sign shop and everything to get the signage out there, because obviously there's quite a bit of, you know, on-street parking available, so it'd be quite a few signs that they need to get sorted out. So,
yeah, right. Andy, thanks for your time.
Yep, no problem.
Again, Community Service Officer Andy Bowl about the tightening of parking in downtown Eau Claire. Again, that Four Corners lot adjacent to Lismore that went into effect 6 a to 6 p $1 an hour, and then got the LPR, the license plate reader technology, going on there and then on the streets. And I'll tell you what, the parking patrol was very active out and about. I can say my other job, apart from working here at Wibwogo Radio, working for One Source Imaging, 301 South Barstow, downtown Eau Claire, and you got to stay on top of that in terms of your parking. Finally, Republican and Democratic weekly radio addresses closing us out on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, starting with State Representative Ellen Schutt of Clinton praising assembly bills that would prohibit local bans on gas-powered vehicles and equipment.
Assembly Bills 141 and 142 prohibit the state and local governments from banning the use or sale of a motor vehicle or any other device based on its power source. To be clear, these bills would prohibit bans on both gas-powered and electric vehicles or other powered devices. Wisconsin is America's dairyland. Wisconsin is home to 64,000 farms that produce not only milk and cheese, but countless other commodities. And without the gas-powered equipment required to produce the $11 billion worth of commodities our state produces, the rate of production would be substantially affected, and the cost for consumers would definitely skyrocket. The use of gas-powered machines to plant and harvest crops, to feed animals and people would definitely be affected. And as reckless as it does sound of a local government or a state agency to ban a vehicle based on its energy source or a product, other states across the country and cities have done this, actually phasing out the use of gas-powered vehicles as early as 2035. These bans infringe not only on individual freedom, but on your choice to decide what kind of vehicle or product you want to buy. It also does this on distributors selling products to the consumer and on our manufacturers across the state who produce vehicles and these other products. The responsibility should be on people, if they believe so, to educate and convince others to switch from their gas-powered machines to electric. The government should not be forcing individuals to buy certain products, eliminating competition, and destroying the free market. These bills simply protect consumer choice and those businesses across our wonderful state that manufacture and sell gas-powered vehicles and devices. The government at any level should not dictate what kind of vehicle or product we buy based on the energy source. These bills make sure that can't happen.
Again, Republican State Representative Ellen Schutt of Clinton, Wisconsin, praising Assembly Bills 141 and 142 that would prohibit local bans on gas-powered vehicles and equipment. And finally, we close out Chippewa Valley This Week with the Democratic radio address, given again this week, as it is just about each and every week these days, by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. He recorded this ahead of Earth Day, which was yesterday, emphasizing how his budget would help manage Wisconsin's environmental concerns.
The climate crisis has taken an undeniable toll on folks across our state, whether they live in a driftless region, the Central Sands, the Northwoods, or in the heart of our urban areas. And our farmers and agricultural industries, communities of color, and low-income Wisconsinites have been among the most disproportionately affected. It's time to embrace a future where we don't have to choose between mitigating climate change and protecting our environment and good-paying jobs and economic development. We can and must do both. We know Wisconsinites are ready for bold and urgent solutions that stop treating these goals as mutually exclusive. Since day one, my administration has been working to tackle the climate crisis head-on. From joining the U.S. Climate Alliance and setting our state's first carbon-free electricity goals to creating the governor's task force on climate change and releasing the state's first-ever clean energy plan. And my 2023-25 biennial budget proposal builds on this work by moving forward on implementing our clean energy plan, building out our electric vehicle charging infrastructure, ensuring every Wisconsinite has access to clean drinking water, conserving and protecting our state's forests, strengthening the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program, and proposing strategies to mitigate and prevent the effects of flooding and erosion in our state. My budget also works to build the 21st century infrastructure and workforce our state will need to compete and grow for years to come by making several investments in job training and high-demand fields like clean energy, conservation, forestry, and sustainability. These efforts will help us not only improve the health and wellness of our families and our state today, but build a sustainable, clean economy for the future. So as we celebrate Earth Day this weekend, let's keep working to build the future we promised our kids and that we want to see for our state.
Again, Governor Evers with this week's Democratic radio address, running counter to the Republican radio address we had before it. The governor dealing with Earth Day, obviously recorded before Earth Day, which was now yesterday. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. Again, recapping, we heard from Altoona Mayor Brendan Pratt and City Administrator Mike Golat from the Eggs and Issues event held at the River Prairie Center, put on by the Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce this past Friday. Also, Democratic State Senator Jeff Smith decrying the lack of student voices at a Republican-organized free speech hearing held at UW-Eau Claire on Thursday. Also, we heard from Community Service Officer Andy Bull regarding the tightening of parking and some alterations made there in downtown Eau Claire. It's tough to get a parking spot, and you cling to that spot you get for free, and the Republican and Democratic radio addresses. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson.